SBS हिंदी।
मित्रों, पिछले सप्ताह अंत पे बेनाला विक्टोरिया में शिवा सिंह नाम के एक व्यक्ति के मेमोरियल का अनावरण किया गया है और वो बहुत बरसों पहले यहाँ पर आए थे और फेरी का काम करते थे। तो इस सिलसिले में हम बातचीत कर रहे हैं ऑस्ट्रेलियन इंडियन हिस्टोरिकल सोसाइटी के एक डायरेक्टर क्रिस्टल जॉर्डन के साथ, जो कि बहुत अच्छी लेखिका भी हैं। सो ये बातचीत अंग्रेजी में होगी। वेलकम टू द हिंदी प्रोग्राम क्रिस्टल।
Hello, Kimon. Thank you very much.
You all had the unveiling of a memorial for Shiva Singh during this weekend at Benalla in Victoria. So, Crystal, who was Shiva Singh actually?
Well, Shiva Singh was an Indian that arrived, or a Sikh that arrived in Australia in about 1898. And he centred himself around the Benalla district in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, he started hawking with his wares. Whether he had a hawker's wagon in the beginning, we're not sure, but he did end up with a wagon and horses. They have said up to two horses.
Right.
So, yes, he based himself in and around the Benalla district.
Mm-hmm. And do we know what he hawked? What did he sell?
All sorts of drapery and goods that were used by most people on farms at that time.
Yes. Great. And so who did the unveiling of the memorial, please?
The unveiling was done by Don Firth, who we began trying to get the place to put the memorial in Benalla 2 years ago, and Don was mayor at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually is not mayor at the moment, but
at
because
that
he followed us and helped us so much, he did unveil the plaque and the memorial for us. Yes.
Talking of Shiva Singh, I believe he brought the holy Sikh book, the Guru Granth Sahib. And he also did priestly duties, did he, for the Sikh community?
As you know, in the Sikh religion, there's no ordained priest as such.
Yes.
Anybody who attains the knowledge and that it can take that place of the granthi or priest, as we would say,
mm-hmm.
In Australian terms. But they are called granthis, I believe.
Granthi, yeah.
So he must have been a leader of the groups in that area to be able to take that position, I would say.
Sure. Yeah. And tell us, he had a wagon which was repaired and has been preserved, and I believe it's going to be kept on exhibition. Is that right?
Yes. When he died in 1955, up until, the last 5 years of his life, he had lived in the wagon on a property in Glenrowan. And he, in the later stages of his life, the last couple of weeks or so, he was in not a nursing home, but like a benevolent type of home called the Lemnos home. And he was there until he died, which wasn't very long.
Okay.
He died in the hospital later. But, so the wagon remained on that property after that, and it was donated to the Australian Indian Historical Society, and we're preserving the wagon, and it will go back to Benalla.
Sure.
So everybody can see it. Yes.
And I believe at the memorial service we had a small gathering of the Sikh community and others, and they also distributed langar for people.
Well, it was really quite an interesting event because everybody mingled very well, and it was a very beautiful, sunny, quiet day and in a beautiful setting with the river, the Broken River, alongside. You've got little ducks going past and bird calls in the trees. It was very close to nature. And when Manmohan Singh gave his speech, he said that it would be reminiscent of the time when Siva Singh was there, and if people were to close their eyes and listen to all these things that were happening around them, it might take you back to what it might have been at that time. It was such a beautiful feeling.
Very nice, like that. Beautiful.
And we must thank the Guru Nanak's Langa, who came and supplied the food for people to eat, the meal. And after they were finished and everybody had eaten, they took the Langa truck through the town and fed everybody through the town.
Wonderful. So, yeah, what was the reaction of the people in the town? How did they feel?
Absolutely beautiful. They just thoroughly enjoyed themselves because they all remembered having Johnny cakes, you know, from Siva Singh and other hawkers in the area. And it took them back, really. It's almost like a recreation of that time.
And were there many hawkers in that area during that time of Indian origin?
Oh, quite a few. Not hundreds or anything like that, but there were quite a few. But Siva Singh was the longest living possibly in that area.
Do we know if they made two ends meet at all or...
Oh, he was quite a wealthy man when he died. He actually slept in his van all that time, the last 5 years or so, but he had places he was renting and other properties.
Okay.
And he left a bit of money to his family back in Gujarat. He came from Gujarat.
Okay. So he's got descendants, but they're not living here, are they?
They're not living here, no.
They're all in Gujarat.
We're still trying to find them.
Okay, we haven't found them.
We haven't found them yet. We're trying to trace them. His daughter was still alive, but her husband had died at that time, and there were grandchildren alive. There is another important thing people should know, too, about Siva Singh. Mm-hmm. He was struck off the electoral roll in 1915.
Okay.
After the White Australia policy, and he'd been on the electoral roll up until that time, and he fought his right to be on that roll and took it to the High Court of Australia, which he was doing this not just for himself but for all Indians. So he didn't win, but he was instated on the roll in 1925, and that's another quite important thing that he did in his lifetime.
Sure. And did he manage to get the other Indian hawkers and people around on the electoral roll?
Well, they would have been, because it was after Sastry came here in 1923.
Right.
So most did go on after that.
Sure. Thanks a lot for that very interesting story, and I hope you all do trace his family in Gujarat or wherever they are at the moment.
Yes, thank you very much, Kumand.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।